That's a pleasant little quail out there chirping away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to hear those.
Gonna whistle again. I'll clean that up tonight.
Yeah, go to the tank man. Guess he's going over to see if they're finishing up over there. He's hoping to get that thing done today.
Mm. These people come up from Texas? Or?
No, he lives, this fellow lives Durant, the man that owns the machinery. Mm. That's him went by there to pick up.
They
hire drivers for those cats,
oh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Durant.
Is that called a tank out there, too?
Yeah, we call it a tank, but it's really a reservoir is what it is.
Is that the old term, tank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking about chiggers. Are those ever called anything else?
Red bugs.
Red bugs, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the old term?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The chigger is a pretty old term, though. That's been used for a good many years, as I remember.
I know they're dismal little creatures.
They're a painful little fellow. They must be awful poison for their size. They're as big as a rattlesnake. Be worse than a rattlesnake.
Oh, my goodness.
Rattlesnake wouldn't be in if they were as large as he is.
I'd hate to meet one of those. I don't think I've ever seen a chigger. I don't think I care to.
You have never seen one?
No.
You can't see them? Well, they are visible.
I can't see them now with a natural eye, but I used to could. I can see them.
If you look real close in the top of one of those little places where he bites, and before you scratch it, you nearly sure find him there.
Hmm.
Sitting there that's so tiny.
Well, I've got to be awfully early to get him before I scratch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, because you scratch him off. Then when you look for him while he's not there.
Oh, you do? You scratch him off when you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you possibly kill him that pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
You scratch him hard enough.
Well, I just love
he'd already put enough forward in that, he'll make a great big bump there before you get anything.
He ought to make a great big bump, and then mine seem to get infectious.
Yeah, they were not liable to.
I don't like
that. They're letting a lot of poison from that thing, from somewhere.
Well, chiggers don't frighten me as much as snakes, but chiggers certainly annoy me a great deal more.
Yeah.
Oh, snakes give me creeps.
I'm not afraid of snakes much.
One bit me one time,
and
I was a little
bit
girl,
and
I killed it.
Oh, what kind?
We never knew for sure. I have a notion now, since I've grown up and studied a little more about that sort of thing, that it was a ground lavender.
Was this in Louisiana?
Yes, it was. Fish.
What do you have here? Cotton mouse?
Spotted looking
no, I don't believe in cottonmouth here. I've never seen one. We have the copperhead and the rattlesnake, a few rattlesnakes.
Uh-huh.
Are the worst poison snakes we have. There's a few water moccasins around in the creeks.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't like them all. They're all poisonous to me.
Oh, yeah.
They poison my nervous system.
Think about them.
Just when I see them, yeah. Oh, let's see. I think we were talking about orchards. And did you say this country was...
Yeah, it is fair fruit country. If we can keep the insects out of it, it's good fruit country.
Mm-hmm. Are there any big ones around here?
Big orchards? No, there's not any big orchards close around here.
I'm always surprised to find those big ones up north of Ada.
Yeah.
I guess they've got some pretty good ones up there.
They have.
Well, what would you call the center of a peach?
The kernel.
And,
The seed and then the kernel in the seed.
Uh-huh. What would you call a peach where the meat sticks to this seed?
That's a cling.
Cling?
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever called anything else?